Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hi, everyone. It's calling from Daytime After Dark. Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we have a very special guest, one of our regulars back, who I adore. She knows how much I adore. Tracy Menkel, who, everyone knows, and the wonderful, amazing, beautiful, actress on B&B, and she's done so good movies, and we might get surprises tonight, who knows? Good surprises. So if please call in at 1-347-850-8721. And welcome, everyone, Tracy Menkel. Hi, Tracy. Hello?
Paolo's on the line. Hi, this
oh,
is
no.
Paolo.
Hi, Paolo. Hi.
How are you?
Well, I thought you were Tracy. I can talk to you first. Yay. I love you. We sent appearance on board. And everyone, this is Paolo Bettinelli. Did I say that right?
Paolo Benedetti and Tracy Melchior.
Okay. We loved having you back for the wedding. It was amazing. I was so happy that, Zenday, got his mom and dad back. Can you guys have been off the screen for a while? So, how was it? How was it being back?
It was fantastic, Kylie, to be back. It was great to see everyone from the crew and all the cast and all the new cast members. And for the first time, Tracy and I actually met Rome Flynn, which is a wonderful young actor, and we had a great experience.
Well, yeah, and it played so well on screen, and when I saw you guys walk in the room, I screamed. I really screamed. I'm like, Rayo, back! Kristen, Antonio, back finally, because this is what I've been saying for a year. Everyone has missed you guys. Everyone loves it when you guys are on. And, if you want me to treat all I can to get you guys on full time, I would be happy to do that for you guys because I just love the Kristen and Tony's relationship. That was amazing for years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. We always love returning. And Tracy and I always make ourselves available for the Bell family to bring us back. And we always appreciate returning. So it's always a very nice, welcoming, warm feeling when we do return and they write us back in.
Well, yeah, and hold on, I think that might be Tracy, I'm not sure. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Tracy, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
Welcome.
I heard everything you were saying, Paolo. Well done.
I am so happy to be speaking to one of the super couples that I think was ever on B&B. You guys did Love Story. I followed through the whole love showing you guys when you were adopting Zenday. And this today, I don't know if you two have seen the show, but they did the flashback to you guys adopting Zenday today on the show, because they are doing the 30-year anniversary. So you guys were on the flashback today.
I know Tracy and I both. Tracy and I both enjoy hearing that. That's news to my ears. I just flew in from out of the country, so very cool, Tracy. I guess we'll be checking.
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's so nice to them for them to acknowledge the storyline as part of the history. Because, you know, like you were saying, our relationship. I'm thinking, okay, granted, we haven't been on the show consecutively, but I think we are the longest married couple in daytime history.
Actually, I know.
Right? We've been married 16 years. Who? What other couple can say that? And we still like each other.
Exactly.
That's awesome, Tracy. I never thought of that. I guess soap opera's kind of revolving in a 3-day in a triangle, and I guess it's hard for us to revolve in a triangle since we are representing the HIV storyline. So that would be unethical.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you are right, Tracy. I never thought of it that way. Yes, you guys are the longest couple. And like I told Paulo, I will do anything to guys get you back full time, half time, whatever I can do. Because you guys are sorely missed. When you guys left, I cried. I'm like, no, they cannot be gone. You know, I'm like, they cannot be gone again. And, you know, because I'm really interested in what, because I know the wedding is a happy time and whatever. I was kind of...
Well, Carla, just so you know, I cried when they said I was leaving too. So I cried with you. I loved that job. It was a great job. And it's nice to know that, you know, we're not forgotten and that we meant that much to you. I appreciate hearing that very much.
Oh, well, yeah, because the whole wedding in itself was so romantic. Was so nice, but the moment you two walked in the door, I was happy. I was going to, you know, if you guys didn't come back, I was going to go on Twitter and say the mean thing that I shouldn't say, because if you two didn't come back for this, because it's been the lacking of the Forrester family for a while, in my opinion. And, Tracy, I would love to see you go toe-to-toe with Kryn. I mean, I love Kryn. I'm team
Me
Kryn,
too.
But I would just love seeing what Tracy, you know, Tracy, what Kristen would say to you. So I'm, like, dying for that. I mean, would you want to scratch her eye down? Or would you just be happy that your dad has found someone to love? How do you think, you know, Kristen would feel about, you know, the whole Kryn thing?
Well, Kristen was definitely a daddy's girl. And, you know, I think that it would be a great dynamic to add to it. And I'm not sure, you know, because I kind of am torn the same way you are with, you know, stepping in and wanting to be protective. But, see, Kristen wasn't there for all the Kryn stuff. So she might be a little more forgiving than the people who were there and have experienced the wrath of her and everything. But I do think she would definitely be overprotective of Daddy.
Well, of course you would be. And, you know, the thing is, I was, you know, I was mad that, you know, we saw Leslie Kay come in. So, hi, Leslie. Sometimes they listen to also. I was having seen Leslie back for the Kryn and Eric wedding that, you know, everyone boycotted. But I was really shocked that they did not bring you back. I was, like, yelling and screaming at the TV like a little crazy. Yeah, I was really surprised they didn't bring you back for that.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, too. I know they did, I phoned it in. You know, they did the little phone call of Zenday to me, and, you know, Mom couldn't come. She just was too upset or whatever. And I'm like, dang it, I'm not weak like that. I'm not too upset. I come confront this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, and you know, even I would love to see Paulo, I would love to see Tony's reaction too, because I feel like I was watching all these earlier clips of you guys. I just feel like there's so much more story to tell, especially now that you have a son on the canvas. I thought this would be the best time to bring you guys back, because
yeah.
I mean, I know you said
with
this
Spectra
coming.
Too. With Spectra
exactly.
too, because Tony worked at Spectra, and I feel like Spectra needs some of the history of Spectra. I mean, we can't bring Darlene back, so
exactly.
why not build the rest of Spectra so that it doesn't, it so it kind of still feels like Spectra. I mean, the set's great, but
mm-hmm.
Spectra was more than, you know, the set. It was the people. And I think that if they could bring that into it, that's what brings the history of Spectra, not just the set.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And I'm having one of you old love interests on, Clark, is coming on the show on the 15th. Wouldn't
oh,
you
that's fun. Tell him hello.
Yeah, he lives out of the country now, so we are doing an interview at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not a morning person, so that interview should be very, very interesting. But yeah, I contacted him, and you know, but you're right. If they are gonna do the Spectre correctly, they need to bring you guys back for it, because it will be very interesting.
Yeah, I would really, you know, the whole thing going up against Quinn is tempting, and I would love to be like the, you know, goody two-shoes daughter who looks down their nose at Quinn, you know, and all her shortcomings. But I think another really interesting story that I would love to do is just Tony and I maybe starting to work over at Spectra and then make it Forrester versus Spectra or something, you know, and it's like,
yes.
because I have shares in Forrester, and nobody's been asking my vote on any of these CEOs and all this stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, and I mentioned that a couple of weeks on the show. Wait a moment. This is not fair. All the majority leaders are not there. And, you know, and I liken that board, you know, because all the soaps are known for, like, one thing or another. For, you know, boat is the fashion. Boat is always about the fashion houses. And I would love to see you also take down Dollar Bill, his company, too, because
yes.
That would be really interesting, seeing Kristen go toe-to-toe with him. I mean, I think it would be funny, but, you know. But, yes,
well,
too.
One of my storylines, I'm not sure if I should say, because I know that Paulo can hear me, but I think Kristen, you know, she can't get completely fulfilled by her HIV husband. So, you know, she might get tempted here and there. There might be
–
Paulo, are you
thanks,
still there?
Grace.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I could go after Quinn, you know.
What?
I could go after Quinn, you know.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, you could try that.
And Paulo, with Tony having AIDS, you know, and with all the new research with the AIDS stuff now, I would love to see them focus with, I mean, not the whole time on your AIDS storyline, but there's been so many medical research about AIDS now. That in my mind, Tony will not have it because.
There was a bone marrow transplant in South Africa that a gentleman had because of cancer that happened to have HIV, and this is a true story. And once they did the bone marrow transplant, to cure the cancer, they accidentally cured HIV. So that's a story I had told Brad Bell about.
You sent me that article.
That would be a very positive story to share on the number one watched show in the world, to let people know that HIV is actually curable and see if it could make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, with Magic Johnson still living a normal life and everything, so, you know, I always think that they need to go back to the important story, just like Kristen, when, you know, Stephanie went through her breast cancer, and Leslie, went through her breast cancer or something. I feel like they need to get back to, some of the serious storyline, but also do the fun storyline. But,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, I will do anything you guys want to get you guys back full time, because it's lacking. And with Spectre coming on the forefront and on the, it should be a very interesting time, because, you know, your nephew is taken with us, Sally Spectre niece by now. So there, you know, you have like the first two Spectre thing almost, you know, going up, even though, you know, Thomas is not a full Forrester, which sometimes I think they forget about that. But
right.
I just think it would be very, very, very interesting to see what, you know, could happen there for you guys.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of story that could be pursued, and I feel like tie in some of the other storylines right now. And, you know, even as much as, Brooke and Ridge getting married again, that was always something, you know, I remember having several scenes with Stephanie when they were getting married last time, you know, about you're not happy about this. And, you know, it's like even stepping in and doing, you know, they make Steffi kind of fill in like the Stephanie, but it skipped an entire generation. You know, there's Stephanie had kids that would know her and represent her as well, you know, and not be everything about, you know, Steffi representing the female strong Forrester.
Exactly.
I mean, I love her. She does an excellent job, and I love her character and all of those things, but what if that became, you know, a competition between her and I, too? Like, you know, hey, little girl. I'm your aunt.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would adore that. And I was talking to you a couple of months ago, and I want to ask Paulo, when we got word that Joseph Mascora passed away, Stefano and Massimo, I was kind of shocked. I mean, you know, he left AIDS, but I always thought, oh, yeah, he'd be back in a couple year or two after he feels better. What will you guys take on that? Because it felt like Joseph passed away, then Alan Thick passed away around the same time, and Alan Thick was also on Bored and the Beautiful also.
I didn't know Thick was on.
I didn't know that either. Wow, that's news to me as well. He was a very nice man, and I was a big fan of Growing Pains. Last time I saw Joseph Mascola was unfortunately during a funeral for one of the executives for the Bold and the Beautiful. And, wow, he's such a wonderful human being. I loved him and his wife, and that was very sad news for us to hear.
Yeah,
I loved Joe very much.
Sorry.
I'm praying that 2017 won't be like 2016 with all the, you know, people that, you know, singers, songwriters, everyone passed away. It was like a year like I've never seen it, like all passing away. But my question is, before I bring callers on, if you guys could have it, you know, when I get you guys back on full time, that's my new goal in life. I want to see a really good love scene between you two. You know, I know, Tony has you know, HIV AIDS, but there are this thing called condoms. So you guys will be safe. I know I shouldn't be saying this, but this has been in my brain for like a year. And, but I think it will be hot.
You naughty girl.
I know, I am naughty when I think about this, but Paulo is so handsome, by the way, Paulo, I forgot. Yeah, oh my God, Paulo, you are really, really, really handsome, and Tracy, well, you know, you could make out with anything of like a paper bag, because Tracy is hot, so put those two together, and have,
You know, it's funny you say that because I recently posted on Facebook a picture from our wedding, and I can't believe how many like your TV husband is hot. Actually, I don't know if you saw Paulo, but I'm getting like requests of introductions and stuff. So,
ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
nice.
You're quite popular right now.
Boy,
well,
I like it.
And what have you guys been doing? Each of you outside of the soaps. I know, Tracy, I love the movie you were in, Do You Believe in Miracles? Because that was awesome. You know,
thank you.
I'm going to go buy it on DVD. I thought about going to Target and buying all the copies so, you know, you would have more money because I thought,
I'll send you a copy.
Ooh, thank you. That would be great. And, Paulo, what
if you're going to get me back on B&B, it's the least I could do.
Oh, I am getting you on B&B because this is time, you know, and you have the first name, and, you know, and you have a kid on there, but I'm hoping Sunday and Nicole wait a little while to make you grandparents because you guys are way too young for that. But, you know, I know it might happen sooner or later. So they need their grandparents on, you know, on the show, you know, when they have a kid. But I just think what I've been, you know, for Kristen, yes, she's had so many brothers and, you know, you have like two sisters for you who... on board, who do you think Kristen's favorite brother or sister is? You know, I've been thinking about this for a couple of days.
I think I lean towards Windsor, towards Thorne.
Love Windsor.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's just because in real life, he's who I am the closest to. So maybe I'm blurring art with the real life there, but... yeah, I don't remember ever having any conflict with Thorne. I don't remember anything like that in the storyline at all.
Well, because he's an easygoing guy, and Tracy, if you hear from him soon, tell Windsor that I miss him. I want him back on the show, and tell him if he wants to get back on board, let me know because I miss Windsor and. Lastly, when I have her on, she said the same thing about Windsor, like, you know, she always kid me, like, it was too bad that, Thorne and all you guys were brothers and sisters, because Lastly, like, darn it, he's my brother, but, you know, on some scenes, I look at them and like I was joking with
Thorsten K about that stuff, and since he's only my half brother, it's only half wrong.
Kristen, Thorne and
Ridge.
Thorne and Kristen are half sisters and brothers?
Ridge.
Thorsten.
Sorry. I said Thorsten. Thorsten K. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Thorsten. Well, I'm kind of mad at Ridge right now because of, you know, he keeps, he keeps going after his bothered woman. And Willie,
yeah.
you know, he needs to stop because, you know, it's bad. He keeps doing that over. And I'm like, okay, how many times can Wiz be in
yes,
love
see,
in a year?
Yes, and see, this is the part where a sister, since we don't have Stephanie anymore, this is where Kristen would be perfect to be the sister that's like, dude, what are you doing, you know? How many times?
Exactly.
Mother would be so disappointed or, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's the real dynamic. But you know what I got to say is, like, one of the things I was really, you know, we talked about, you know, not coming back for the wedding or whatever, but the one thing I really wish they'd had us back for was when Zende was struggling with Nicole doing the surrogacy.
Yes.
Because who else could understand that better and talk to him about, do you understand, like, what it means, like, and how much we wanted a kid and that it doesn't matter, like, I didn't
mm-hmm.
carry you. I didn't carry you, but I love you not because your DNA or because of your, you know, because I gave birth to you. I love you because of who you are, and that's what they want. And, I mean, they could have been such a beautiful, like, full circle type of understanding for what we did, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I thought so too because I was thinking the same time around that time because you guys going to Africa and adopting, and the year you guys did that really was just, you know, kind of not the norm for the soap kid to do the whole adoption route. And I thought it was, you know, and, yeah, you would have been there with Zende and you would have talked to him because, you know, there were days I wanted to, like, touch Zende and, like, hey, excuse me, why aren't you giving Nicole all this? Because you all adopted too, remember? And, you know.
Right.
But,
yes, it was such
yeah.
a, I don't know if, I mean, I don't know. I don't keep up with who's who in the zoo that much, but I don't know if the same writers were there as were back then or what, but it was like,
no.
to me, it was such a hole in the story.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I thought, you know, when Stephanie passed away, even though, you know, everyone was shocked that Susan Flannery actually walked away from Bode and stuff. Everyone was always shocked about it. But I said that, you know, Kristen needs to come home and be the next Forrester woman because you are a true Forrester. And, you know, I think you could handle the company better than, let's say, Felisa or Bridget because of the fact that you were in a respecter for all those years. You know, and when you worked with Darla, I thought, Kristen, you worked really well with her. And,
yeah.
I mean, people know that she passed away in real life. But on board, I love how they are keeping her memory alive with, you know, having a phone call. And, you know, everyone knows it's not really her. But I just love the fact that they are going with the Spectre stuff because it's really good. But, okay, I better bring on calls before I get killed. And, let's see. Bobby, you're on there.
Hey, Tracy, it's a pleasure to talk to you and it's a pleasure to talk to your TV husband. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thank
Paulo,
you.
Paulo, are you still there?
Yeah,
I'm
yes.
still here.
Anyways,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Anyways, I just want to say, Tracy, you was awesome, and I sent you a few instant messages on Facebook about everything because I think the day you came back for Zen and Nicole's wedding, I said just say hi to Romeo, and that's why I want to call him Romeo and Rain for me.
Aww.
So next time you see him on the show, if you come back, just tell him I said hi, because I wrote to Rain several times, and just, you know, hopefully in a couple weeks from now when the Emmys get announced, I can just wish her good luck to try to win that Young Actress Emmy, because I think she has a good potential of doing that.
Yeah.
But In the meantime, I want to also say, about a year or so ago, I saw Do You Believe, and it was a good film, a very powerful film, and I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed that film, because it really, as a Christian myself, I really definitely believe in God, and that's what the whole message of the film was.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad you saw it. It was a really great project to be involved with.
Because I'm trying to get the God and the Dead movies, especially the last one that Melissa Joan Hart was in, because I want to just actually definitely have to be more powerful, because I know that normally I would rent out on Netflix some films that are not Christian, but I just wanted to at least every now and then get a real serious subject without getting too preachy about the Word of God or anything like that, even though I go to church on Sunday and I believe him and everything else like that. So
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that that's hard sometimes with the faith-based films. It needs to be different than church, definitely.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I think the film did a pretty good job, and I know our director was really working hard at making it so that you could take your non-Christian friends and they, you know, could still enjoy it without, you know, all the Christianese and that kind of thing. So I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Right, because like 20 years ago there was a show called Seven Heaven that was almost similar to what you guys did 15 years later with Do You Believe? And I remember that show very well. And that was like the only good, reasonable Christian show that I can watch without having the violence or nonsense that you have seen on TV back then that is still going on even now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if they can reboot that back for Netflix, that would be awesome. Because I don't know if, because that would be great to just reboot the show if they have a chance for Netflix. But I do want to just ask you one quick question. What was it like working with Nancy from Days of Our Lives, who is now on the show? Do you think I would love to see maybe Kristen and Nancy from Days of Our Lives go at it on Bold and Beautiful?
Who is it?
The one
who
that said.
The new Spectre aunt on Bold and Beautiful. Bobby talking about the new. Like Darwin's sister or whatever. That is one of the new ones that I have come on the scene.
I haven't pronouncing her name, but I've known just what she had done on Days of Our Lives. So because when she's not trying to be involved in keeping her daughter's baby away from her friend, I'm sure that she would like to stir up some trouble over on Bowling View when she's not trying to keep her daughter's baby away from her friend and stuff like that on Days of Our Lives.
Well, yeah, Bobby, okay, sweetheart. They have a limited time, but I'm going to bring on David next.
All right, well, you have a good night, and I just wanted to say, hopefully you can come back soon to the show, Tracy.
Don't worry, I'm on the case.
Okay.
It's under control.
David, you are on the line.
Hello, Tracy. Hello, Pablo. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Okay, I'm enjoying it. I've been watching about 2 years now. So, I have a question for you. You worked on Sunset Beach, and I'm always like working on Sunset Beach.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing him.
She worked on Sunset Beach.
Oh, I was on Sunset Beach, yes.
And I'm like, yeah, what was like working on that?
Sunset Beach was my first soap opera. And
yeah, I remember.
So at first I was like overwhelmed and, you know, not sure that I was going to know what I was doing, but I fell in love with working with that group of people. We had such a great time. And it was Aaron Spelling show, and he ran everything very smooth and took very good care of us. And I was very bummed when the show got canceled.
Yeah, me too. And what I could have, too, was that, like, working on that, too.
Who was that?
One Like to Live.
One Life to Live was tough. I got to tell you, I loved working with the New York actors. it was different to me. You know, it's like, I don't know if it's because we're by Broadway or what, but the actors in New York really took the craft very seriously and really like to rehearse and, you know, dig their feet in. And I loved that part of it. But that job, I nicknamed it, actually it wasn't me, I think maybe it was Michael Easton. We nicknamed it No Life to Live because it was commuting back and forth. It was, you know, I came off of Bold and Beautiful, a half-hour show. It was a one-hour show. It was like, it was tough. That was pretty grueling personally, but working there was delightful. I mean, I enjoyed the cast very much.
Yeah, I enjoyed you in both shows, yeah. And now, what was like doing the HIV story? What was like doing for Hopi? What was like doing HIV story?
You want Paulo to answer that or me?
Yeah, either one. What was like doing that story?
Go ahead, Paulo.
Well, that was probably the most challenging thing I've done as an actor, as an artist. It was very difficult to portray that, and I, as an actor, like to put myself in the shoes of my characters. And yeah, it was pretty grueling. I believe I was the first male actor to cry on The Bold and the Beautiful. I remember
really?
When I found out. Yeah, I remember,
wow.
Tracy, when
yeah.
When we did the scene with the doctor that came in, that wonderful actor, I can't recall his name right now, but he said, yes, son, you are HIV positive. And I think I dropped a tear or two, and I remember the camera crew looking at me like, all right, back to the newspaper. We're going to redo that. And I was like, what happened, dude? That was a good shot. That was a good scene. They're like, no, no guys crying. Bold and Beautiful. And the senior producer, Rhonda Friedman came down. And I was like, I know, Rhonda. I got to redo it. I won't cry. And she was like, no, it was wonderful. I was crying, too. And then Tracy and I accepted a really nice award from SAG that recognized that storyline. And it was a pretty powerful storyline to play.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was fulfilling but grueling as well at the same time.
I can imagine. Well, thanks for my question. Thanks.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Thanks, David. I'm going to put you back on hold. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hanging on there. Thank you. Wonderful. It's with Paul's with you. Paul is with you tonight. I do love the chemistry of Tony and Kristen. And
Aww.
We need that spark back on the story. We really do.
You know,
but,
I have to tell you, when you say that, it reminds me when I got let go from One Life to Live, I remember the executive producer, who now is the executive producer of General Hospital, Frank Valentini.
Right.
He had me in his office, and, you know, I was commuting back and forth, and like I said, it was grueling personally, and he was, you know, said, we have some relief for you. Heather Tom's going to come in and take your part. And he said, and he told me, he's like, go be with your family, because my husband would come. I was commuting back and forth, and my son was like 2 at the time. And he said to me, he said, you know, if I could get the actors on my show to look at the actresses on the show the way your husband looks at you, we'd be number one. And
definitely.
I think that that's so important in a show. I think that they're, like, it just hit me when you said that that deep adoration maybe is lacking. And I think that Paulo and I do have that for each other because for 16 years, and I have to credit Paulo with it because he has been so good at keeping in touch. Even when we're on, you know, these long breaks where we're not on the show, I'll hear from Paulo once in a while. Hey, Trace, your TV husband, how's the family? You know, and I feel like that is just kept the relationship going for us and made it continue to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So good job, Paulo.
Beautiful.
Thank
job.
You, Tracy. I love you.
Oh, God.
We love you too, Paulo. But when you guys came back, even that little scene at the wedding, that spark is there. You could see it. And
yep.
I love that part. I really do.
I mean, yeah, Maggie and I talked about why after it aired, and she gets it 2 hours before me, and she goes, guess what? I go, what? And goes, me and Kristen are back today. And I'm like, really? Okay, that means I have to, you know, I watched it on the very day you guys were on. You literally, I might wait like a day or two, because with both being only a half an hour, you know, it's really, I counted it. It's 22 minutes. And I'm like, you know, like if there's a really great day on there and it gets so good and you look at the clock and you go, oh, crap, it's over in a minute. Like, why when it gets good, it goes off? And I'm like, that is a nice of you to do. I mean, I'm always dealing at the TV over that. But, yeah, we love having you guys on. And Maggie and I are going to get you back on, Bode, if that's the last thing we do, because we want you guys back on. And we want to see, I want to see Kristen go over and do Spectre and leave her older brother Wiz, I mad at Wiz right now, because leave your father's wife alone, for the love of God. You have Brooke, leave her alone. I have been playing mind games with her for the last 5 months, so whenever I look at Wiz, I yell at him on the screen lately. I'm like, you bad person for what you're doing. So, yes, I would love to see Kristen. And I would love to see Kristen take, you know, everyone's sales away from the company. Kristen could buy it out and want it herself. Oh, my God, that would be awesome.
I think Fern would help out with that.
I think so.
Exactly.
It's great. It was a great treat to see you, but I prefer to have more because there's so much of Stephanie in you that could be shown.
I think so. And I think let's say if I'm back on the show, right, I have flashback scenes with her, whereas so much of the cast now, they weren't even on the show when she was there much, you know?
Exactly.
No, I know.
You know, it'd be nice to just tie in. I feel like all that history is what fans, at least when I do peruse any, you know, the fan things, it seems like that deep, long history and strong family bonds is what they're missing.
Exactly. And then with Tony, I mean, the two of you are going to work for Spectre and really give Forrester a run for its money.
Exactly. Right. And we would love to see that. We both would love to see that because it would be hot and good. Maggie and I love seeing hostile takeovers. We get excited. I mean, you know, there needs to be a hostile takeover by now. Period. Hostile takeover. And, you know, I mean, yeah, having you guys, you know. So, don't worry, Tracy, you will be back. You will be back because this is all missing. And we better close out the interview. But really quick, Tracy, all day, you know, I looked on, you know, you were Young and the Restless. What were you on Young and the Restless for?
I got a recurring role on there, and I think it was Victoria or something. I can't remember. I was in prison. I was in a mental institution or something.
Mental hospital. Oh, that's that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
And I came on. I was so excited. I had a recurring role, and I think this was even it was before Sunset Beach, so it was my first recurring ongoing role, and I was so excited. And then after my first day, they brought me in, and they're like, we're so sorry. You look too young on camera. And I'm like, if you're going to get fired for something, have it be for being too young, I guess.
Exactly. Perfect.
I guess because I was playing somebody's mother and the age, it wasn't reading right. So, not meant to be.
Bring Tony with you.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and Paulo, What is the next project you're going to be working on, Paulo, for people to see where your next project you're working on?
I shot a film that's in post-production right now called The Etruscan Smile, based on a book written in 1985. It's a film similar to a notebook type of story with a grandfather and grandchild. Waiting to see when that project comes out. I'm not too sure when, but I was very proud to be on that project. And other than that, I'm working more on business and all my dreams and patents I wanted to do as a computer science and engineer that I ignored in my long career acting on TV.
Right. That's a good idea.
Well, when it comes to Apollo, please email me, text me. I want to have you back on for that. I will make sure everyone goes see the movie. You have a little power. I have this little power I think I have. So, and we would love to talk to you about that. Tracy, are you doing any movies anytime soon?
I'm actually working on producing some stuff.
But can you talk about it now?
One of the things I'm working on that I have in development is a documentary on law enforcement. I'm married to a police officer. And law enforcement is so socially relevant right now, and there's so many issues. I feel like I really want to tackle it. So I have a group I'm working with called Breaking Barriers United. And it's a couple of African-American police officers who are going into communities, and they're trying to help people understand why, little things. Like, people can ask questions. Like, they can say, I see cops texting, or I see them on the phone, and I'm not allowed to be on the phone, or they're in the carpool lane with, the things that make people mad at cops, so they can finally ask and understand kind of where they're coming from, and then they run them through scenarios.
Wow.
I'm going to use this group, and I'm also going to, reach out to the NAACP, the Black Lives Matter, the Free Hugs Project, and all the law enforcement agencies that have been deeply affected, like Dallas, that had the 11 officers ambushed. New York, cops sitting in the car. And I want to get families together of people that have been killed by police and police that have been killed in the line of duty and just have a conversation.
I've been producing too a little bit, Tracy. We should chat a little bit when we're off this.
Okay.
I've been doing.
Well, and Tracy. Tracy, well, I would love.
Mine's not serious. Mine's on food trucks.
There you go.
Oh, well, wait. So, Tracy, Tracy, is your husband still a police officer? I always wanted a cop for a husband.
He did 23 years in L.A.
Her husband was the head of the SWAT team, so whenever we had a kissing scene, I was always looking for a red dot on my chest.
Oh, no.
You wear that red
dot? Oh, no.
But be careful when you have those love scenes there, Carly.
I'll play Rob on the documentary. I'll wear the mustache.
Okay, there you go. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm one of four female producers that is in charge of, it's called the Eve Fund, as in Adam and Eve, and it is a Title III Jobs Act fund. And what it is people have been talking a lot about female in the film industry, and nobody's doing anything. So what this project is people can invest and hold equity in films that are primarily directed and produced by women. And so far they have over $1 million in interest, and they haven't even fully launched yet. So I'm really excited about that.
Great, Tracy.
Wow.
That is
wonderful.
Awesome. Tracy, so have you ever got a ticket from your husband? Like, you didn't know he was driving behind you?
But you know what we did to our son, who just got his license? We set him up and Rob did that to him. Just to scare him. He actually just had his permit, so I was in the car with him. So I was texting Rob and telling him where we were, because we were going to the city where he works, because he doesn't work the city we live in. But I was telling him where we were exactly, and so the lights turned on behind him. And I messed up, though, because as soon as Kyle panicked, he looked over at me, and I'm all videotaping him because I wanted to get it on camera. So right then he's like, oh, it's Dad. Oh, you knew. And I'm like, God, dang it. I wanted him to just really freak out.
That is awesome.
That is genius.
Say hi to you.
No, that is a genius. I mean, nowadays, like kids, you know, with calls, you know, with the cell phones and everything and texting, that was a good thing, Tracy, because it's different from when all of us were kids and we didn't have the phone and we were not driving and we were not texting.
Chewing gum and drinking.
Yeah, and I don't drive, but I drive a little scooters, and I can cause damage by that because I end up texting Maggie like while I'm in the store because I forget to tell her, and then I take the whole toilet paper aisle down. I mean, it's bad.
Like,
it's really bad. I'm waiting for like a cop to come in and arrest me for that. I don't think they will, but that would be funny. Like, I tell Maggie a couple of weeks ago and go, you know, with everything I've done in my life, I've never got arrested. And then
that's funny. They just had on the news about this 90-year-old woman. I forget what country. It was on her bucket list. So her, like, daughter or granddaughter called the local police station and set it up, and she was so excited. She got to spend the night and, like, holding something. Yeah. So there you go. You could probably work it out with your local law enforcement, see if that's on your list of things to do.
I have to run.
I have to go make dinner because I will get arrested if Rob doesn't have dinner. I'm just kidding.
But Tracy, please come back. Please come back and let us know when that project is, because we want to help you with that. That sounds great. And Paula, when you are done with the movie, please get a hold of me and we will both have you guys on.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Okay, night,
guys. It's adorable. God
bless.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, Tracy. Bye, Carly.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm so glad he was on. You got to.
Tracy?
Tracy's cooking, I think.
Tracy had to go right, too. You guys, later on tonight, if you want to get Bo, come listen to the Daytime After Dark Hour with Paulo and Kristen, Bodum Beautiful Tony and Kristen, and, we are going to cut it so tonight because, we will be back on Friday. We are not having any guests, so we might be back on the later time, 7 o'clock West Coast time, David 10 o'clock U time. And Bobby already got off the air, so yeah, but again, we will be back on Friday night. So everyone have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.